experts are back. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, and we've been talking with Brian Babies, who is the annual and tropical plant person at Van Atta's greenhouse in Hazlet. And Rick, we were talking about the fall cleanout and how important it is right before the break. Yeah. But when it comes to caring for the fish, let's talk a little bit about what is it that people need to do in order to get those fish indoors, or can they stay outdoors for the winter?
Well, that's an excellent question, and one thing we want to think about, and what Brian was talking about, is there is a point down in your ground that's going to keep year-round around about a 55 degree, which is going to be safe for the plants, and it's going to be safe for the fish. As long as you can set up the framework such that they're down in that deep area, and you don't allow your pond to freeze over. Brian was mentioning the hydrogen sulfide that inevitably you're going to get that no matter what. You're going to get a lot more of it if the pond is really dirty on the bottom. If you let all the leaves fall in there, you've got some more serious problems. But the reality is to get through the winter, that pond needs to vent. You know, you need to actually have a smokestack. And so the gases that would accumulate under the water instead gets out the top. There's always speculation as to whether you should keep your equipment running for the winter or not. And big waterfalls and small waterfalls can both provide circulation. They can break the surface. They can keep things open. But the one thing I always keep in mind is that when you have a big waterfall, it tends to be a perfect chiller box, if you will. It's a thin membrane, and it's 30 degrees, 20 degrees outside. It's a chilling opportunity. And the first place that cold water is going to roll, especially for the fish, maybe not quite so bad for the plants, is literally right where the fish are hanging out, because cold water drops and that waterfall is a chiller. So it's not that the fish can't tolerate that, and the water flow pattern underneath the surface can vary depending on the pond. If you have a big long pond, a lot of that, they just move to an area where it's warmer. But as a general rule, we like to go with a pond venting system. We'll use a pump. Oftentimes it may be a pump they already have, but if not, we typically don't think we need a big pump, but a smaller pump that's more energy efficient, so you're not wasting a lot of electricity over the winter. And then we shoot it through a special device that helps aerate the pond at the same exact time. It's a little styrofoam flotation device. And using that combination or something similar to that, some people will take their big pump and just shoot it up in the air and open up the surface. Some will use air pumps and air bubblers, which work very well. I think, Brian, you were mentioning that as a suggestion. It's certainly a great idea. Yeah. The main goal is this. You know, if hydrogen sulfide accumulates down under the surface, you've got problems. And then the other thing I want to mention is if you decide that your pond is 2 foot deep and you don't want to keep that valuable fish outdoors because you're afraid you might lose them, the best time to think about prepping for that is right now. Because really, what the biggest fault I see in people bringing their fish indoors is simply not getting their filter system set up and established. You know, when you look outdoors and you think of the biology of that, nature is pretty darn complete. A pond, a water garden sets up pretty darn quickly as far as getting that pond established for the fish. It's always natural. It's always there. Sunlight plays a real critical role. When you bring them indoors, there's a bit longer biological process if you don't prep it. And you may find that you get into kind of the there's this period of time an aquarium will go through if you overload it and you don't prepare it. So you'd prepare it now. You'd get maybe a fish or two in there, or you'd come up with a few strategies. One can always come in here or at Brian's place and kind of strategize how you make that pond or that indoor tank safe for the number of fish. And you got biomass there. If you got koi, that's a whole different preparation than maybe 3 goldfish. So, and that's, you know, crowding out in the wintertime is always a particular issue when people tend to put too many fish indoors and the system can't handle it. So those are the main things with the fish involved, is prepping the pond up properly, keeping it a clean, healthy pond for the winter, or bringing them indoors but preparing early.
That's interesting. But This question will be for both of you. Let's assume that someone has listened to all of this. They hear you. They understand. But they've decided, I am not up to this challenge, but I want my pond and my water garden to be a beautiful thing. Brian, we'll start with you first. Is this a service that you offer at Van Atta's, where you will come out and actually help people in terms of closing off and taking care of their plants for the winter?
We're always happy to help in-store customers and answer their questions in any way we can. Unfortunately, we're not at the point where we offer off-property or off-site pond management as of yet. But we're always a phone call, email away, and I always try and answer pond questions that we have for our retail folks that come in the greenhouse.
Okay. And Rick, what about at Prue's?
Well, certainly we're always there. We're a full retail establishment. We've been doing it a whole lot of years. So anybody that comes in and wants some advice and suggestions, we have staff in large numbers that are there waiting to answer those questions. And then we work with local individuals, my nephew being one of them, but there's many local individuals that can go out to a pond and help you with those type of things, and we can help people get in touch with those individuals so that we don't have a situation that may be problematic. A lot of times I find people love water gardens for various reasons, and one reason is that it's a place that they can kind of escape.
A sanctuary.
Yeah. And sometimes people aren't physically able to do some of the things that we just asked. I had a gentleman come in just yesterday, and he was coming in from a retirement home, and he had the money, but not the ability to go out and help this ailing pond. And he was kind of wanting to throw money at the situation in order to solve it because he couldn't physically go out and do that.
Right.
So the reality is that if people take good care of their pond, either through hiring or their own personal efforts, a pond and water garden is a relatively low-maintenance, mm-hmm. low-cost, low-energy event, but it still has timely things that you need to make happen.
Right. And if we had to establish a deadline where people have to get this stuff done, I know it's going to be more weather-dependent than calendar-dependent, but what are the deadlines that people need to pay attention to in terms of temperature or in terms of the actual weather itself to get this stuff done by, because we're all busy. I mean, people have a lot going on in their lives.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, and Rick would probably agree, plants are a little more forgiving than fish, I would imagine. And so there's not going to be a hard deadline. Of course, it's never too early to start thinking about water clarity and water quality when it comes to your fall clean out. But when it comes to plants, generally that first frost is when plants start to show signs that they're ready to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we can always wait till that. We don't want to do it too much early because, like you said, we want to enjoy this escape, this serenity that we have in our backyard as well. But generally, as the weather starts to turn, we're consistently in the, the 30s at night, and the plants are showing signs of stress and frost, that's about the time to put them to bed.
And the one thing I might add is that the most telltale sign, not at the first opportunity, but at the last opportunity, is certainly you got a rubber liner. As soon as you have that ice plate over top of it, that's like putting the bell jar, that clamp on the bell jar, when you're canning.
Mm-hmm.
That's sealing it in. That ice is going to go right up to that rubber liner, and it's going to seal it in. And that's when it's too late.
Yep.
That's when you're trapping in those gases and making it more difficult than the fish need to go through.
Mm-hmm.
And since you can't predict in Michigan whether we'll have 8 months of winter or 6 months of winter, you need to act before it's too late. So that's going to be the plan that most of you who've taken this step have to take if you really want to enjoy it in the spring. So thank you, Brian, for coming on and sharing your wisdom with us. We really appreciate it this morning.
Thank you again for having me. It was a great time.
It's always great to have fellow gardeners in the area that do a great job. You guys are fantastic.
Well,
thank you so much for coming on the show.
As always, it's a pleasure speaking with you again, Rick. I'll see you soon.
You bet.
We've been speaking this morning with Brian Babias, who handles the annual annual and tropical plants at Van Adda's Greenhouse in Hazlitt. And Rick, once again, we've run into our same weekly problem. The clock is just so unfriendly to us. We've run out of time with lots of stuff still to say, so we'll just have to say it again next week. So on behalf of our producer, Mark Price, and my co-host in the studio, Rick Pruce, this is Lee Cohen wishing all of you a great weekend and a great week ahead. We'll see you next week on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And please, please take good care of your pets. Have a great week, everybody.
If you're out of the listening area, you can hear our show live online. Go to 1320WILS.com and click on the Listen Live link. Got some ideas, suggestions, questions? Email us at mmpets@1320WILS.com. Join our Facebook page at Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. You can upload your own pictures, make comments, and interact with other pet enthusiasts.